Television. Global Village, my ass. As far back as I can remember, we always ate dinner with the television turned to the news with Walter Cronkite. My mother would heap a torrent of abuse on the TV whenever some piece of nonsense irritated her. This got much worse as we moved into the Vietnam War. And since Walter spoke more than my dad, at times I felt maybe he was my father. During my childhood, we went from black and white television to color television. Things became a bit more confusing after that. Black and white kept everything simple. You could see the good and you could see the evil. With color, you could never be too sure. And with the invention of the remote, ADD was no longer just for kids. I think the condition actually began with the invention of the clicker and got worse with the birth of cable. Things went completely over the top when every news channel decided that listening to a human being wasn't enough. So they added the scroll on the bottom and as much other crap as they could possibly fill the screen with. It's like an information salad bar. And like most salad bars, it's not healthy. My father. Boomer sooner, boomer sooner, boomer sooner, OKU. University of Oklahoma's fight song. My father was, and still is, a quiet man. My mother shoots from the hip, but my dad is very thoughtful. He can usually be found with an impish smile on his face, as if he's perpetually watching a dirty movie. Sam was a mechanical engineer. His dad died in the huge influenza epidemic in 1918, when my father was 1 year old. He was raised by my grandmother in New York City, where she had landed at the age of 16 after leaving Russia. And while my father was an only child, he was brought up in a house full of cousins, aunts, and uncles. When it came time to go to college, my father found the cheapest school of engineering as far away from New York as he could get. Culture shock be damned, he went to the University of Oklahoma. I cannot fathom leaving New York City and going to rural Oklahoma, but as an only child, I guess culture shock was easier to deal with than my grandmother. She was a lovely woman, sweet to a fault, but she carried that delightfully subtle guilt of the Jewish mother like a claw hammer. So my father probably went west, like many others, to find himself and get some breathing space.